Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super itch. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Triple P Pam, known as Already Blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting on the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like they're living forever. Let's go, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now is where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Ring ring, got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight till that break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Let's go.
To start conference recording, the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Friday, Fantabulous-er Friday, May the 29th, 2020. Yours truly, Rayren98 here, along with...
Good morning, TNT. Hope everybody's doing well. It is Friday, and it is everything we expected it to be. All right, Ray, what we send out? Anything?
No updates. Oh, wait a minute. Thursday. We did an update on Thursday. No, that was last Thursday, 21st. Okay, no updates.
No updates after the call on Wednesday. No updates on Thursday, right?
That's right.
I wonder why not. Oh, because there wasn't any information. That's why.
That explains it.
Absolutely nothing. And I mean nothing has changed from Wednesday. The Kurdistan is just meeting with Iraq today. Well, because yesterday was the last day of the holiday, right? They're just meeting today. Well, supposedly they are. They went to Baghdad today. They probably won't meet until tomorrow. The budget did not get submitted, just like we thought it probably wouldn't, because they say one thing and do something else. There's been absolutely no changes. The bank is not on standby. The bank is not anticipating it today, tomorrow, or Sunday, regardless of what idiots keep telling you, their military contact says or anybody else. They still haven't notified any of the banks in Texas at all to get prepared. So we're right where we thought we would be, simply because the budget was never submitted. And I don't think we're going to see anything until that happens. And I've been saying that. But they were going to submit it before the holiday. Now they're going to submit it after the holiday. We just have to hope is that time frame when they get it done. Now, supposedly if Kurdistan does what they're supposed to do and have an agreement tomorrow, it will be submitted on Sunday or Monday. If they come to a final agreement tomorrow, the budget should be submitted on Sunday or Monday. At least that's the plan. If not, it's going to continue to next week. We could still see this, though, next week, middle of June. The budget could be submitted and approved. We don't know if it will, but the plan, I know right now, the plan is for everything to go into effect on the 1st of July. To go into effect the 1st of July. Doesn't mean they have to wait till then. They could do the RV anytime. I think after the budget is submitted and approved, everybody knows it's true. But the plan for the new tariffs, new imports, new rates, new economic potential is supposed to start on the 1st of July. So we should get our wish and our gifts and our hopes start to be realizing before the 1st of July. So, with that, Ray, let's do what we do.
Okay. Questions. Smith 1 says, can you tell me if we are still expecting to exchange in our federal districts? If so, where do I find my federal district? Okay, Smith 1, you have access to the form, so it's in there. Go ahead, Tony.
Okay.
I'll look for it so I can tell them where it is.
Oh, I was going to say, can you be a little more specific? Okay. I'll be perfectly honest with you guys, as I always am, but I want to stress the fact that our committee guy told us, and this is probably where they get mad at me sometimes for doing stuff like what I'm about to do. But our committee guy told us you have to exchange in your district. That's why they developed the districts. That's why they put the 800 numbers out. And that's why they're going to assign 800 numbers to those districts. That's the whole purpose in doing this. But I was going to tell you, because there's always exceptions to the rules. Or rules for exceptional, however you want to look at it. But I do know one rule was always in effect, and I don't care what anybody says. It's always in effect. It's not about what you know. It's about who you know. Because I've already been notified that somebody outside my district said, I will absolutely take care of you. So, absolutely. Get on the plane, come here. I'm absolutely going to take care of you. I got you down already. And I'm just saying, so anything's possible. But there's rules and guidelines here. But the truth is, it's not what you know, it's who you know. All right, what's next?
Okay, Smith 1, when you go back into the forum, it's at the very top, 12 district map. Just go on to recent posts and you'll see it. I just bumped it up to the top. Also,
in the
says,
forum,
recall,
everybody has access to, right?
No, but Smith 1 has access to it. Because Smith 1 was able to ask a question. So that means he's a board member with full access.
Okay. What about the people who don't have access? How do they find out?
Well, they SOL. But anyway. no, for those for those who don't have boardroom access, you can go to B as in Bravo, I as in Indigo, T as in Tom, dot L as in Larry, Y as in yellow, / 800 districts with an S on the end. So it's bit.ly/ 800 districts with an S on the end. I parked it on the internet. So for those who don't have the boardroom access, they can go there and see the map in all its glory and colors. All the districts. See, we looked out for everybody, one way or the other.
There you go.
Yeah, I just said the SOL so you could get a laugh. But, you know, we would look out
for I got one, too.
That's stone out of luck for those who are trying to figure out what that means. Stone out of luck. All right, now, Smith 1 continues with, I recalled a while back that the ZIM contract rate comes with restrictions, i.e. 80/20% with a $2 rate. Can you elaborate on this?
No, you're absolutely right. That's what they told us. They thought it would be paid out over time, yep, with restrictions. It would take 90 days to get approved. But personally, guys, I mean, I wouldn't do it. But if that's what you want to do, go and do it. I think you have enough in ZIM. I think you have enough where the bank to make it worth your while if you use it right, or you could get invested in a platform yourself that you can control. Don't have to wait for it to make your money grow just as fast. Now, when they were going to do the 80% flat out for the 80/20, I also thought that was a good deal because of the rate that they were going to give you. You weren't going to be spending that kind of money anyway, and they've been paying it. They gave you the option weekly, biweekly, or monthly to get your payments. And at the end, you still had all your principal, and you made like 100, 200% on your money, which was ridiculous to me because I wish they would have did it that way. Believe me, I'd have been all over. So, go in there and negotiate, ask, see what's available. Don't just sit down and take your money. Think about it. You guys know the processes and decide what you want to do. But, yes, that is still supposed to be available for the contract rate, 80/20. All right, what's next?
Okay, Smith 1 continues with, should I decide to set up a family trust? What are the first steps I need to take and how does it benefit me? The first steps you need to take are understanding exactly what it is you are doing, and then how it benefits you will become self-evident. Quite a few folks have jumped into trust for the wrong reasons, and have jumped into because they did it for the wrong reasons. You need to first make sure you know and understand why you are taking such a step. And when you know why you're taking that step, the purpose it's supposed to serve, you will know how it will benefit you. And you won't have any questions with what to do next because you'll know why you're doing it. That's the best answer I can give you for that.
I can give you a better answer. Here's a better answer. Ray does trust classes. Go to one of them. All right.
Chaplin says, I thought I recalled it said that the exchange was a non-taxable event, only up to a certain limit of $50 million, and then the taxes kick in. If this is the case, will I now be in the 40% tax bracket where they take just below half of any amount over the $50 million ceiling? Okay, you confused two issues. We were told that the exchange was non-taxable and still hold to that today based on what we were told. The $50 million reference, we had some members that had their tax professionals. I forgot what their actual titles were, but we were talking about creating trust and placing money in a trust. And they were telling us that the first $50 million that you place in trust is exempt, and then anything above that, the trust would be taxed on. So that's where that $50 million thing came from. You may have heard it wrong, Chaplin, but that's what that boils down to. So as far as we know, the information that we received is still indicating that the exchange is non-taxable.
Okay. What's the third part? What's the third part?
Third part to what?
What tax bracket am I in now? He asked, what tax bracket is he in?
Well, if you take $50 million, or let's say $100 million, based on the information we were given, I was given. If you place $100 million in a trust, and if the first $50 million is exempt from tax, that means the trust is going to get hit with the other $50 million, not you, because you had the $100 million to start with. That's what that boils down to.
All right, let me answer this, though. Guys, every one of you, I mean almost every single one of you, who has $1 million or more, or maybe even $4 or $5 million, you're going to be making interest on that money that will put you in a higher tax bracket. Most people in those tax brackets.
You just changed the whole context of the question, though. See, now you're talking about interest being earned. That we weren't talking about the interest. But you're right what you're addressing. Any interest earned.
Yeah, I thought he was saying, what tax bracket am I going to be in when this is all over? Am I going to be in the 50% tax bracket, period? Because now that I have this money, what bracket should I be in? And that's what I'm trying to explain, that you're absolutely going to be there based on the 39% federal plus a 3% Obama tax, which is going to put you at 42%, plus whatever your state tax is. So it's definitely going to put you in a higher tax bracket.
Go ahead. I'll let you finish.
Most millionaires, billionaires in that tax bracket pay quarterly taxes. Most. Some of them go down to paying monthly taxes. So we're going to see how much you have to which category you fall into.
Now, this is a perfect lead-in to the statement I made a few minutes ago. Because if Chaplin takes $100 million that he received on his exchange, which was non-taxable, and places that $100 million in a trust, and the trust gets hit tax on over $50 million, Chaplin is not going to have any taxes And he's not going to be in a 40% tax bracket because guess how much money Chaplin's going to have? None. He gave it all to trust. See, that's the part folks aren't really connecting with. Once you give something away, you aren't earning any interest on it. It's no longer yours. Aha.
Okay. There we go.
But your point was right if he retains that money and invests it himself. But if he gives it to the trust, that's trust money from that day forward, and any interest earned is interest earned by the trust, not Chaplin. But everything you said then applies to the trust, though. It will be in that tax bracket because it will have that that income. So the end result is right for what you were saying, but it just won't apply to
somebody paying quarterly taxes.
It's going to apply to the trust.
Either way you look at it, but okay,
yeah. Yeah, but we need to make sure people understand the whole concept of when it's no longer yours, then the liability is no longer yours. The taxation is no longer yours because it isn't yours. It's to whoever the owner is at that particular time. Okay, Ben Eagle asks, what's the latest updates for exchange banks in Manitoba?
I never even heard of Manitoba, so I wouldn't even know where Manitoba is.
Is that a city in Canada? Anyway.
Sounds like it should be, but I have no idea.
We haven't heard anything different for the Canadians more than the last thing that we've shared. Same process with us. Canada supposedly has 3 regions where we have 12 districts. And other than that, it's all the same, the last information we've received.
Yeah. Okay, but that doesn't tell us, guys, and we don't know. And I'm telling you, I can't do it for every individual. But we don't know how many exchange locations are in each city, state, or that. There is a map. And if you can get a hold of somebody, they can put in your zip code and tell you every exchange location in your zip code. That information is out there and available. Because, you know, we gave out some locations years ago. But there's no way we could possibly do that for everybody. All right.
All right. Jim in KC, number one, have any government sources or other banks provided information on the dinar contract rate issue?
No, I'm still only getting that from one bank. That's how they plan on doing it. That's how they're training their people. Again, all the other banks could be doing something totally different.
All right. Number two, you have talked about investing 50% with the bank and then using the other 50% for IMF investments and living off the interest. But what if this turns out to be a taxable event after all? For whatever reason, how will you be sure you will have enough money to set aside to pay taxes?
Well, let me think about it. How much in taxes do we have to pay? Is it going to put us in the 50%? I don't think, and again, it hasn't been declared by anybody we know of as a taxable event. So I would see if it's going to be taxable. I think they would declare it right now so we know up front. If not, it's going to be on next year's taxes. And then I would take what I've made in interest, if they said that, and pay what taxes I can and continue to do it. So one thing about tax returns, if you guys don't know it, if you have the money, they send you a bill. They tell you it's due, but they don't go in your bank and take it until 4 or 5 years after you haven't paid it. And there's penalties and everything else. So if it comes down to it, you can still get it paid. But I don't think it's going to be a taxable event, guys. I think it would cause, God knows, way too much problems trying to tax, because if they tax you on your $10 million or your $100 million or your $1 million, they're also going to have to go back and tax those people on their $25,000, their $100,000, their $150,000. That's 10 million people who were not prepared to pay this tax that they're trying to collect from next year, and I don't even think they're going to put themselves in that situation, much less everybody else with that kind of stress. So if it's not taxable on that day, I'm not really going to concern myself, I think. Okay, Ray?
Okay. I was waiting for you. I thought you had another word you were trying to say.
Oh,
okay,
no.
Number three for Jim is the one bank that gave you Friday's new exchange procedures the same one bank that had given you the $8 dong rate with no cap limit?
Boy, which detective is this asking this question?
And this is Jim and Casey.
Short answer is yeah.
You sure?
It's the exact same bank. You tell me it's not? No?
We need to have a sidebar. But we can talk after the call.
No, you just text me. Tell me who you think it is.
Yeah, it's not that important for now, though. Yeah, I was thinking it was something, one or the other. Anyway, we'll talk. Okay. Classic Destiny says, if one has $4,000 to $5,000, do you recommend buying dong or dinar?
Okay. So you would have to do those numbers because that's the only way it's going to make sense for you.
Mm-hmm.
So if I got $4,000, I would probably get around 4 million or so dinar. And I'm just trying to use round numbers. So 4 million dinar at $4 is 160 million, right? I mean, 100, how much is it? 4 times 4 is 16, right? Yep, 16 million. $16 million. But at $28.50 or $30, it's how much? $120 million?
Okay, since you're rounding off to 30,
right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm trying to round that up. So I can get between $16 million and $120 million if I buy dinar with that price. Now, this is going to be a little bit more complicated, because I got to actually do what you should be doing and then say $4,000, right? $4,000 divided by 30. Oh, no, divided by 40. Let me clear that up. Wait a minute.
You probably better go with 50. Because the number one question that still has yet to be answered is, where's Tony finding dong for $38?
Okay. All right. $4,000 divided by 50 equals 80.
80.
Right?
Okay.
That's 80 million. 80 million times how much we want. 47 cents would give me 47 million. That's right in half. But if I get the contract rate of $2, that would give me 160 million, which is more than the dinar. And if I got the $8 rate, it'd be just utterly ridiculous. So contract rate to contract rate, the dong still comes out more. So you decide.
All right. And of course, that would mean you would have to be buying the paper, not doing it electronically. For those electronic-oriented folks.
And we didn't break it down to what your limits were as far as $20 million at the contract rate, everything else at $4 versus $50 million at the contract rate, everything else at, you know, $47. But the one bank that's going to do $8, which I'm certainly going to announce as soon as it starts. As soon as me and Ray walk out the bank, I'm going to announce it.
All right. New Money 28 says, in regards to the bank that is giving the different exchange procedure, will you be able to disclose which bank this is once? Okay, you just said that.
Absolutely.
All right, so we'll go to Skin Man. Skin Man says, lots has been said about the contract rates, but what are the limits on dinar and dong contract rates? Well, you just addressed those too. Rock Solid says, at one time we were told we wouldn't see any taxes because they would be taken out of the rate before we sat down at the bank. Does that still stand? Okay, I had already addressed that. Sunstar says, what are your feelings about the WTO and IMF helping the CBI push this RV forward? How good is their help for us currency holders?
Well, it's always great to have the support of the WTO and the IMF and them saying we're going to do everything we can. But what they're pushing them more for than saying, well, they're saying for the reforms, economic change, and they're giving them money they need for the virus, to fight the virus, is what we're seeing in writing and the statements that they're making, which is all helping the economy. But, yes, they need that kind of encouragement and leadership to get the RV done, and I think it's helping.
All right. Let's go to the calls for the live callers. 404 area code. You are on.
Hi, Tony. Hi, Ray. Appreciate your continuation of connecting the dots for us, many though they are. I was curious, one of the comments that you had made. I, too, had seen just one article talking about the tariffs and the financial things going into effect on the 1st of July. What kind of response are your Iraqi sources giving to that? Are they just kind of ho-hum, we'll believe it when we see it kind of stuff, or did this type of news being in print or possibly even being on the airwaves, are they getting kind of excited?
No, actually, they're not excited, guys, to tell you the truth. Actually, they're more discouraged and disappointed than anything right now because of all the comments about raising the rate of the dinar or inflating the exchange rate. And they're feeling all that is negative news right now. They're thinking that everything they're saying, that they're setting this RV up for January or February of next year, they're real disappointed at the moment. They don't see what we see, though. They don't see. I mean, that article just came out this morning, so. And it said there's going to be an economic change and a boom and things. And so I haven't talked to them today. But everything else leading up to that, they were getting very disappointed in the way things are being done. Even though I think they're saying one thing and doing something else like they normally do. That's the plan right here. They're saying a bunch of negative stuff, but the budget's going to change. But it's going to be $40, but we're going to do that. And they're not really getting all the pieces of the puzzle. over there, so the citizens are a little bit upset, but the government officials are all excited.
Mm-hmm. And are they feeling confident that the budget is actually going to not only be presented but get passed and really be done fairly quickly? Or, again, are they somewhat discouraged that this is just, you know, it's Iraq, it's going to take forever to get this done? How are they feeling, your Iraqi sources?
No, they think it's going to get done, and they feel like it, again, by the 1st, because it's going to go into effect on the 1st.
Okay.
And we've been saying for last month and a half, we thought this thing was going to happen in the middle of June, and that's probably when it is going to happen. And that's why they've dragged it out, because there were no meetings over the budget or anything else over the holiday weekends. No discussions over it, because they were just waiting for Kurdistan to make an agreement. And now, you know, they'll approve it next week. They'll take their 10 days or stretch it out for Parliament to approve it, and it'll fall right in place for the 1st of July, if not right before. But by announcing even today that the new tariffs and the fees and everything else are going into effect on the 1st, and it's going to start a new economy in Iraq. And we know, because we've been diligent about learning and keeping track, everything else, that those new rates and terms were in the budget. And they haven't changed because the budget wasn't out. But now they're giving us a date when it's going to happen. We know we're going to see the budget by then.
Right. The fact that they still have 7 open slots in the ministers and the like, is that more of a sideshow of like the old magician trick, in your opinion, in the Iraqi contact, you know, opinion, that as they can focus on the budget, let's, you know, keep the masses watching and trying to figure out who's going to be filling what position in the ministerial position? Is that what they think may be going on? You know, watch the left hand because the right hand is where all the action is going on, or vice versa?
Even if it's an intentional distraction, they're saying the next 2 parliament sessions will cover both of these articles. So they're both going to come out together. I think that the ministerial positions were left, again, they didn't agree upon them, but they now know they need to have a full operating government by the 1st if they want the full support of the international community. And that's what they're being told. So that's why we see these 2 things occurring at the same time. Not more than a distraction. They let it go just to have a government so they could get moving. But now they know they have to conclude it.
Right. Well, 10 days from whenever all of this insanity comes to a conclusion, we know that that's when the TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project is going to happen. And again, we are relying on you two guys to let us know for sure what that particular date will be. So it looks like it might be in July sometime, but whenever, just let us know and we'll take it from there. And with that, have yourself a great Friday here and a great weekend. And again, appreciate all you do for us. Most appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Have a great one.
Thank you.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
916 area code, you are on. 916? 317? Okay. 281 area code, you are on.
Hey, Tony. Hey, Ray. How you guys doing?
Greetings.
All right, man. How you doing?
Sir. To the nth degree and yourself.
Not bad. Just eating a little lunch and before I go back on Fort Gordon. The only question was, I haven't heard about the 80-20. We keep the 80 or they keep the 80?
Oh, man, they keep the 80. You can always trust that. They go keep the lot of shit.
Yeah, that was all in. I didn't
want to
know. Just listen.
All right. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. All right. 386 area code. You are on.
That's okay, gentlemen. I was just going to put my hand down. My question was answered.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. 423 area code. You are on.
Is that this 423?
That's correct.
All right. Thank you, Tony and Ray, for hanging in there with us all this time.
All right.
Woo-hoo!
Okay.
Gosh, I hope we're coming down to the finish line. I hope this is really what we've been waiting for. You guys kind of feel 100% like it's got to happen right now. It just has to. Because
eventually.
The whole world is eventually. Because, Ray, you put on chat a lot of times. Your exciter is excited and all that stuff. Is your exciter more excited now than ever? Okay. You know, a while back, you all were always saying that it has to come out. It's kind of like a surprise. We can't just, like, exactly know when it's going to happen. We can't. And that's because of, what, insider trading or whatever like that. We can't know when it's going to happen. So, in a way, the no info is kind of good because they're doing things behind closed doors and making decisions. But do you all feel that way, too?
Well, yes, we cannot know right off the bat. We can't have a predetermined day, minute, or hour when this is going to happen. We certainly can't know 72 hours or 48 hours in advance because everybody, their mother, brother, sister, and cousin will sell everything they have and go buy currency because it's getting ready to happen on Friday and become rich. So we know that's not going to happen. They can't blatantly point towards we're going to do this, we're doing it this week, go do all the exchanges. So it absolutely has to be a surprise, has to be a misdirection. You know, nope, we're not going to do it, we're not ready, whatever, and then they do it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're expecting. Yep.
Right.
So we have to look at what we do, the pieces of the puzzle, and try and put it together before they present the whole puzzle.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. I thought the United States kind of took the bull by the horns when they kept, you know, ousting out their prime ministers and putting another one in, and that didn't work. And they said, do it, or we're going to do it. And so they put this guy in, and there he is. He's staying. So did the United States, are they still kind of like taking the bull by the horns and saying this is going to go through? This has got to go through. We can't delay it anymore. We're ready. Are they doing that?
First of all, you need to understand what some other gurus have been telling you and been saying for years, and especially last couple, that Trump said you better do this or you better do that or it better be done by Friday or the Chinese demand. None of that is true. Because as many times if they've said that and we've seen that, it hasn't happened not once because he never said it. Because he doesn't have that authority. Nor does China have that authority to demand they do anything because they are a sovereign nation. Now, what he can do, based on our agreement, is veto it. They do have that authority to say, no, you're not ready. Your country's not stable or anything else. But to say it is stable, you are ready, you like your government, you better have it done by Friday. They've never had that authority. I don't care what anybody tells you or it would have been done already. I promise you, okay?
Right.
And in 2014, they would have said, hey, do the RV. I don't care if they ride in or not because they're going to stop tomorrow if you do it. But they didn't, mm-hmm. and they weren't stabilized, and it didn't happen. Now, is the government still involved in it, the process? Telling them, yep, we still want the right guy in there as the Department of Interior. We still wanted the right guy as the Defense Minister. We still wanted the right guy as Finance Minister. Yes, did the U.S. get what they wanted this time? Because they didn't the last times. But Iran acquiesced or backed up and said, okay, two things are happening. The Iranian economy is collapsing, and we are losing authority in Iraq and our prestige in Iraq. So this time, we need to back up, let them get what they're doing, so we can continue to at least get some money from Iraq. And that's why things are going through, because we're now in that position.
Right, right. Okay, well, those are the two questions I had. And I don't listen to this, really. We got the only one. I'm just basing it on the fact that you said after the last prime minister was ousted out, that this was it. And if this guy didn't stay, they were going to put somebody in. You did say that, because I think, because I don't listen to anybody else. So I suppose
okay.
You prove you're getting things up.
This is it. This is the guy who they initially wanted. Iran didn't want him. That means the U.S. definitely did want him, okay,
yeah.
In the Iranian community. And unfortunately, just like Maliki, just like Alawi Ahed, this guy has already been considered an American agent, which he probably is. And if you got to look at the fact, if he did what they said that he did, he made the arrangements and gave us the information to bomb the Iranian general. Well, that's definitely our friend, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Right. Oh, goodness. Okay. Well, I'm headed off to my cousin Ed's on Wednesday, the 3rd through the 7th, for vacation. It's the 6th time I've headed off to Ed during this thing, the 6th year, thinking it was going to happen while. Well, you're kind of thinking the 15th, right? And then.
Well,
be,
how long are you going to be over Ed's house?
You what?
I said, how long are you going to be at Ed's house?
The 3rd through the 7th. That's a Wednesday through a Sunday. 3rd through the 7th.
Oh, no. It probably won't happen while you're there then. I don't look for it to happen until the 15th or after the 15th, closer to the 1st, but we'll see.
Well, that makes you breathe.
And that's only because, guys, because I know I said before by the 15th, because they didn't submit the budget yet, and they said they were going to do it before EID for that. So I'm really waiting for them to submit the budget before my excitement gets excited, is what I want to say.
Yeah. So when they submit the budget, that means to have it approved. That doesn't mean that it would be live right that minute. That just means here it is, and we're going to approve it before it goes live, right?
Okay, but they have to submit it. Doesn't necessarily mean Parliament is going to approve it, because they're going to want to make their own changes, suggestions, ideas, and it just depends on how fast that happens. Because then they're going to say, we need to send it back to the House. And they can do it all in a couple of days if that's how they choose to do it. But I think with the limited amount of time we have left, that's their plan.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, well, we'll all be excited to see that budget submitted. And I've been trying not to get excited lately because I've been let down so much, but I can't help myself right now. I feel like we're there.
All right.
We have to be there. Thank you all. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. A great weekend.
All right.
All right, you too.
Go visit Cousin Ed and have a good time.
Yep.
Okay, we will.
All righty. Bye-bye. 707 area code. You are on.
Hey, good morning. Appreciate you taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I have a trust question. If I have a family trust, can that be the master trust that would create a foundation, being the initial owner of the trust?
It could be the master trust, but I would not have it to create any types of foundations. That's something you want to do on your own. Yes.
Do that separately, in other words.
Yes.
For the foundation. Okay, I think that answers my question. The other part of that question, however, is the potential for me to pay off my mortgage And I know that it, in one way of thinking, if you're taking 8 or 10% money and paying off a 4% loan, it doesn't make really good sense. But in my particular case, we've agreed that the amount of emotional relief we would get from not having a mortgage might be worth the cost if we can put together a plan that builds from the interest that we'll be making if we replace the money we use to pay off that mortgage. And mm-hmm. so that the foundation would still have the basic amount of principal involved. It would just take a little bit longer, and we would lose some interest. Does that make any sense to you?
Okay.
You know what I like? I like the fact that you said you're paying off the mortgage to give you peace of mind. Because if that's what's worth to you, then that's the right thing to do. You know? But it's not what I would do, but it's the right thing to do to give you peace of mind. I would do what you're doing. I would take all my money and all my interest from my money and pay my mortgage off instead of the other way around, so I never lose my principal. But you're taking some of the principal, paying the mortgage off because it's giving you peace of mind, and then having to build up to it. But by not removing that principal, my interest builds up faster, and I can pay the mortgage off without losing as much, just doing it the other way. That's how I would do it. But you have the right thing. You do what brings you peace of mind.
Yeah, that's the discussion my wife and I had, is that we have a daughter and a granddaughter. We have their futures to take care of and want to. And so that's how we reach, you know, we're both in our mid-80s. And so being realistic, the peace of mind is worth a great deal to us.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what you do. It brings you peace of mind. That's the whole purpose of doing this.
Yeah. And we wouldn't lose all the money, you know, but for a time period, the money we use, the interest money or whatever amounts to pay that mortgage off, would for us, would be worth it.
Okay.
All right.
So, does that make sense?
Yep.
If it makes
sense
to
me.
Okay. So we
all
have
right.
to, but the foundation part has to be a new endeavor. We got to go create the foundation.
Separate from
the
trust.
That's, I would.
Separate,
yeah.
separate from the original trust. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. I think you've answered my question even better than I expected. And that's the way
right.
it works to me. You guys are really good at that, and I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. 954, area code, you are on. Okay. That one just disconnected for some reason, so there was another 954 right behind it, so you are
Hello?
On. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Okay. Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. And this question is for you, Ray. I'm the one who keeps sending you the text and email who has a family pass, and I miss the webinar link. When you send it to me, I didn't check my computer because I have a funeral. And then when I get the email, the email says this link will expire in 6 hours, and I saw this email after 7 days. So I send you an email and text. If you can please resend it to me, but I still not. I know you're busy. So, what you can do for me, please?
Just keep sending the email until I respond to you, sir.
Okay, I will send you another one today again. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, sir.
All right.
That's it. Okay, I think it is. All right, 512 area code, you are on.
Good morning, guys.
Greetings.
I have just a clarification about the exchange centers. I know you said that there would be 12 districts, and we could call to find out how many exchange centers are in our zip code. But
No, that's not what we said.
Okay.
There's 12 districts that the 800 numbers are going to come out of. So it doesn't matter. When you get the 800 number, it's going to apply to your district. Somebody had asked how many exchange centers were in, you know, their location. And I said, I don't know. They know, looking in the system, they could tell me, but I couldn't do that for everybody. They're not going to tell you. When you call the 800 number, you answer their questions. They're going to tell you the location for you to go to where your appointment is. Tell you where every exchange location is in your zip code.
Okay, I got that. But if the exchange center is not like the banking center that you're doing business with currently, would you have to set up an account with that bank at that center at the time of exchange?
Okay. If you decide you want to go and say, I want to exchange at Chase.
Yeah.
If you don't have an account at Chase, yes, you're going to have to open an account or Bank of America or Wells Fargo. If it's a bank you already have an account, then you don't have to worry about it.
Okay. Well, then that answers my question. I thank you for the clarification.
Okay.
843 area code, you are on.
Good day, gentlemen. Hope you're having a great day today.
Yes.
Tony,
yes,
I got a question for you about, you know, the bank projects and stuff like that. If the bank project goes belly up, goes broke, you lose all your money?
Well, it's a good question for you to ask before you sign up for it, okay? Because I can't speak for the bank, but normally, or most likely, the bank will insure your money, or it will be a project that's insured. I'm pretty sure they're going to tell you that. The chances are you won't. Now, will they have high-risk investments at high-value return? I'm sure they will, and that will be an option that you'll have to decide on.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify that because I don't want to put all my money into a bank and then just waste it, you know? And then I get nothing of nothing.
Okay. Guys, listen, I know I hear a lot of people are concerned about that, but you got to think when this RV happens, banks are going to be loaded with money. I mean loaded. The economy is going to be loaded. Our national debt's going to go down. Money's going to be free flowing. I wouldn't be concerned unless there's, you know, another corona or something, or they invested in your stock market, with any bank going out of business at that point. Right now, the banks are going to have so much money, and it's all digital anyway, and if anything does happen, the government is going to save them like they have in the past. So unless it's a little bank that can go out of business, if you're one of the major banks and you're doing, you know, these type of investments, I wouldn't be concerned about losing it in my 3-year or 5-year contract time. I'd be more concerned about losing it when it's just sitting in the bank somewhere doing nothing.
Okay. I appreciate your input.
Okay.
All right.
Now, that's just my opinion, but that's how I look at it. All right.
Okay. 503 area code, you are on.
Yes, I'm here. I'm here. Can you hear me?
We do now.
All right. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe I actually got through. You guys are absolutely awesome. I have been with you since, 2013? I've got Dong and Dinar and Zim and Iranian Rael. I no longer get your text notifications. My Twitter account went wacko, and my dinar buddy passed away. So I know. So I listen to you guys. I try to take notes. But I need a dinar buddy. This is Janet from Portland, Oregon. And I desperately need someone here locally that I can converse with on this. All I have is what I hear from you guys. And I'm not in the forum. So I'm kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place. And I need your help.
Well, I don't know how much of help we can be, but you don't need to have someone in your immediate area as a dinar buddy. You just need someone you can communicate with that will keep you updated on things that you might miss if you miss a call or information comes down the pike that you don't have immediate access to. But you don't need someone in your immediate vicinity for that to happen. It could be anyone that you can reach out to that you can connect with. That can do that for
you. You can do that for me?
No, I can't do it for you. But I was just saying that you don't need somebody immediate to do that.
Let me ask a question. Can you still get in the forum, though? She can't get in the forum?
No, I can't get in the forum. All I have to go by are what I hear from your calls.
Okay. And you said you don't get the tweets. Are you still connected with us through Twitter?
No, my Twitter account went wacko, and they gave me some name that is not even me, and I don't know how to cancel that account and start a new Twitter account with my own name. So I can't rely on Twitter, and text messages don't come through. I'm not in the forum. What can I do? And I have all this foreign currency. I have tons of it. A lot. Dinar, dong, zam.
Okay, listen. Hold on for a second. Hold on. Look, as the kids say, you're doing too much right now. So here's the issue, and I want you to understand. If we have to be concerned about everything you just said, if you get connected with the wrong person. So there's some wrong people out there also who may just try to take advantage of you because of everything you just said. And we don't want that to happen. So I can't give you, you know, Jack's phone number or Jill's phone number or somebody else and say, this is your dinar buddy. So if something goes wrong, then it comes back to Tony. And believe me, guys, over the years, some things have gone wrong already. I can promise you that. They have. People have become friends with people and, you know, they knew or met over the phone and it didn't turn out good. So I can tell you that. But, you know, two things that don't mix over the phone is love and money. So anyway, we don't want either one of those to happen. So there has to be a way to get you back in the forum so you can create your own relationships if you were already in there. So,
you were in the forum before?
No, I was not in the forum. My friend that passed away was in the forum. So he helped me, but he passed away. So I'm kind of stuck here and help.
Oh,
okay, let's
help.
Do this. Let's do this in the interest of time because we're not going to solve it. Let me just get your phone number and I'll call you afterwards.
Okay, I'm calling on my cell phone. It's the
wait.
I have it.
Ray has the number. Ray has it, but we're going to call you afterwards. I don't want you to get touched.
Okay, I am Janet and I'm from Portland, Oregon, just so you know.
All right,
okay.
Ray has it. We'll call you afterwards.
Thank you so much. I appreciate everything you do.
Thanks.
Great. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Right.
Let's see here. If this, all these numbers popped up. 610, area code. Hey, 610?
I don't know. You might as well cut that one out right now.
He's in a bad space, apparently. Okay. Okay. That was 503 we were talking to. Thing moved on me. Here we are. 423. Here we go. Let's try you.
Hello, Ray. Hello, Tony.
Greetings.
Hey, good morning.
I wanted to have a little discussion about the question that was raised about the trust and the $50 million not being taxable and it being taxable above that. After hearing that, I had a little question about it. So I took my headset off and I called my tax attorney. And to make sure I'm talking about the right thing, if we're talking about a charitable trust,
no, we're not.
Charitable. Okay. So we're talking about a trust for passing on benefits to a beneficiary in the family or that sort of thing?
Yes.
Okay. So just to draw a clear line between the two then, a charitable trust, no amount of income is taxable. But it must only be used for charitable purposes. It's not for the family.
Correct.
And we know the revocable family trust is treated as the individual. It's your money because you can revoke. So what is the label, Ray, that you're using for the type of trust that was being questioned that has a $50 million limit before it becomes taxable?
An irrevocable trust.
Okay. A charitable trust can also be, in fact, would be irrevocable.
Yes.
Another common law asset preservation trust. Unassociated Massachusetts Trust, Business Trust, Pure Trust, these are all the same, are they not?
Probably. There could be some distinctions between them, but for this conversation, we'll go along with yes.
Okay. So those can serve as a charitable trust. That is, its purpose is to preserve assets and to be a benefit to the community, not personal. And that would be tax-free, unlimited. But it all has to be given away. Any money you take would be like a salary or something, and that's taxed. Are we talking the same language here, Ray?
Sort of.
Okay. Well, for what it's worth, in just talking with my tax attorney, that's what he was saying. So I guess your admonition to the earlier caller, be sure you know what you're trying to accomplish before you start choosing some type of entity or trust, so you don't get yourself driving down the wrong street. That was wanting to discuss, and I appreciate both of you. Thank you so very much.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
813. Area code, you were on.
Good afternoon, Ray.
Greetings.
And good morning there, Tony.
Good morning to you, sir.
How are you guys doing today?
Fantastic.
Super
sir.
Fantastic.
Nice.
How are you doing?
Well, it's sunny here in Florida. You know, that afternoon rain, thunderstorms, but we need it. I have one question for you, Tony. We were about the ZIM. It's in reference to the ZIM. I know the 100 trillion and the 50 trillion, they take the six zeros off. For that 500 million, how they're going to actually exchange that? Will they be taking zeros off of that one as well? Or
okay, so years ago, you guys got to remember, because I want to give you the history so you understand this. First of all, they were only supposed to be doing the 50 trillion note and the 100 trillion note. Those are the only two notes I was ever told about, and it was from somebody at the Treasury. They were going to take six zeros off and multiply it by the amount. And that's how we came out with 11 million. That's a 100 trillion note at 11 cents. Well, evidently, since these other notes were added, instead of taking six zeros off, they were going to multiply the rate times 0.6 zeros, so it applies equally to each note. So there'll be no note, no zeros coming off any of them, none of them. But whatever the rate is, will be multiplied times 0.000000, six zeros, 11 cents. The only difference we're being told in all of the notes in the 500 million note is that for some reason, the 500 million note is supposed to have a different rate than all the rest of them.
Okay. Easy to understand that. That was very, very easy. Anyway,
okay.
That was the only question I had. I had a couple others that have already been answered. Ray, I keep looking forward to meeting you guys. So I ask for you guys to continue to stay safe and continue to take care of your family. I keep you guys in prayer. As I do everyone else around the globe, so much different things going on right now, so that we need it. But I am looking forward to seeing you guys.
All right, you too, and thank you. I always say I can use all the prayer I can get, because I know I can. So thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, you guys have a good one. Thank you.
All right,
let me give this another try. 610.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. It's G-Man NPA.
There he is.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Doing super fantastic, Tony. Ray, I don't know what happened the first time. I could hear you. You unmuted me, and I was talking, but you guys couldn't hear me. So I just hung up and dialed back in.
Craziness. Good. Glad that worked out for you.
Yes. All right. Before I begin,
I was
Tony,
dreading
go ahead. No, Ray, go ahead. You were dreading?
I was just going to say I was dreading the alternative if we didn't get you connected. Then that meant I would have to
do it. Yeah. No, we don't want that.
So
I'll take care of that for you. Hey, Tony, before I get started, have you been in touch with the Parmars? I was just wondering how they're doing.
Man, they're doing okay. Actually, my wife was talking to her the other day. So it's still a difficult situation, as it will be. And, you know, her one son had to quit school and everything else. But they're still struggling through it. So hopefully this is a change and we'll all be able to help them out. Or anyway, we'll help them out. But
all right, good. It
takes a while. Thanks for asking, though.
Yes, and we'll keep them in prayer as well. So prayer always helps.
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're welcome. All right, ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button. And when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNT Super Fantastic, and you'll be able to make your donations electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. And I'll close out with Vegas, 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 and Raleigh, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite weekend.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
You're very welcome.
Okay, next up is 951 area code. You are on. You are on. Okay, we'll go to 954 area code. 830, you are on.
Is this 954?
Yes, you're on, sir.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for taking the call. Two quick questions. A while back, you guys were talking about setting up separate accounts for each of the currencies. Is that still a good idea or not?
Well, I think it's still a good idea based on your structure and everything. And again, it was just in case there were taxes, but we're not hearing anything about taxes at all. And again, the treasury guy is the one who told me to put the dinar in a separate account. The rest of it can all go in one account, but he said separate your dinar. So just in case it is taxed. Yep.
Okay, great. And the second question is, since everything's going to be happening now on one visit, is there going to be a wealth manager in there that's going to be able to handle the small guys all the way up to the ones that have a lot of money coming? Or will the ones with a lot have to go to a second call with a wealth manager?
I'm thinking the ones with a lot are the only ones going to the wealth manager. Small amount of guys are probably just going to a private banker.
Gotcha.
Because they're not going to be offered enough to go to a wealth manager.
So someone that has, you know, $15, $20, $25 million and maybe a million dinar and zim, would they be considered someone with, you know, that would need to talk with a wealth manager that would handle larger amounts?
Who had how much, you said?
Let's say maybe $20, $25 million and a million dinar and also a $1 trillion zim note.
I don't know. I'm going to ask what I'm, because I still, actually, I keep forgetting to ask. So I'm going to remember today to ask what limits and what separates them and see if I can find out ahead of time. I don't know if I can actually get that information or if they would appreciate me giving it out beforehand, but I'm going to see if I can.
All right. That'd be
find
great.
Out what breakdown they have. All right. I will try.
I appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
All right, sir.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 561 area code, you are on.
Yeah, hi, Dynamic Duo. This is Michael in Delray Beach, Florida. And it's great speaking to you. Thank you for your service to all of us. And God willing, you will be blessed with wonderful happenings for all of you. I have a question for Tony. Since you have told us about this one particular bank that is going to have restrictions on the amount that you're holding. Let's assume, because we don't know the name of that bank, let's assume that when I get the 800 number, I call the number and I don't even know which bank it is. Now, I go to the appointment and I find out that it's this bank that Tony's talking about. What do we do at that point in time? Because you, in the past, what you've said is, well, if you don't like what they offer, you walk away. Then what do you do then? You've got to call another 800 number to go and find out where you can exchange? Do you follow what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. You have two options. You can go back through the process again, okay, and say, nope, you set me up an appointment with them, because they're actually going to ask you which bank you prefer when you call the 800 number.
Yeah, but we don't know which bank. But Tony, we don't know which bank the restrictions are at.
Right. So then call back and do it again, or go direct to that bank that you're interested in.
Okay.
And see if they can give you an appointment. Okay.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of other information out there that says, well, you're going to get a private number, and you can only call the number once. Now, I don't know if that's BS or what.
Yeah, nobody's never told me that. You can only call it once.
Well, on the Byington report, and I know that you don't exactly subscribe to that, but that's okay.
The what report?
Byington.
All the millions of currency holders are going to get private numbers.
I haven't even heard any report like that, whatever you're talking about.
Well, Ray will send it to you. It makes interesting reading.
No, Ray won't send it to you because I hear what you're saying, Byington report, but that's about it. But
okay.
Of the 10 million currency holders, everybody
is
supposed to get a private number. That's 10 million private numbers that's going to go out that you only use once.
Yeah, but all the 10 million are not in the United States. They're worldwide. One other question, and that is probably for the new listeners, that when you go in and you deposit in one account, then you flip over to a private account. Is that correct?
Now, I've always said I was going to do that when I got to my wealth manager, transferred over, because I didn't want anybody prior to that having any access to my information. And at that point, I was going to sign at the bank for them not to give my information to any of their third-party vendors. Do not share it with their partnerships. Anybody who needed to talk to me had to go through my wealth manager. That way, I know he's going to do the right thing, because he's not going to want to answer all those calls.
Right, and that is critical. And one of the most important things is Paul Getty, the multi-billionaire oil man, said that you own nothing and you control everything. And that is critical from the point of view is you don't want anyone looking up to find out if this person or that person has got a lot of money. Because if they find out, you're in trouble. Like, for example, there was one person about 6 months ago that won a lottery. And, of course, they found out and killed them. So it is critical for everyone on this call and everyone who has currency to bear in mind you don't want your name on a lot of those accounts. That's all I have to say. And, again, we thank you from the bottom of our hearts for all of the wonderful work you do, and you will be blessed in many, many, many more years to come, and in health and wealth and happiness. And thank you, and have an excellent weekend.
All right, thank
okay.
you.
Now, you guys look at shows like How the Lottery Changed My Life. I've been telling you guys, look at that for years. How the Lottery Changed My Life. Or you can Google lottery winners and, you know, the things they've gone through, because you can Google it. There's a bunch of stories out there. There have been at least person I know of was killed for the money because he didn't know any better. But I'm not trying to scare you guys with that. The bigger concern, I think, with letting people know you have money is you'll get 400 letters in the mail every day, because everybody has a need. Especially don't let them know if they know you're giving away money and they know your name. Every organization out there is going to mail to you. Individuals will mail out to you. the community. You'll be getting letters from your neighbors saying, please pay my electric bill for me this month. I mean, it gets crazy. Your life gets crazy. There's always a crowd. And those are the things I try to tell you to look out for when you're doing that. Your bank account, and I know people right now who've lost $300,000-$400,000 in a day because somebody knew who they were, went on the internet, whatever it is, got their bank account information, transferred money. Those are the type of things I try to tell you to be aware of. Don't share your information. You don't necessarily even want to go around writing people checks because now they got your routing number and your checking account number. You know, I want to go get cashier's checks or money orders or something because I don't want to put their type of information out there, or I want to have a separate bank account that money goes into and comes out of, not my main bank account. So those are the type of things I want you to look at more so than somebody killing you. I hope they don't kill you. It has happened, but I don't think it happens to majority. More people are just tired of the headaches, the offers, everybody wanting them to do something for them, not being able to trust new people that they meet, because then they think everybody's just saying hi because they want something from you at that point. And people long for their regular life back, or new life. Well, I wish I never would have got this money. All right, so those are the things I want you to be aware of. All right, Ray.
All right, let's see. Let's address the 800 number real quick. Some of you should remember assignments that I gave long time ago, and that was to check your local banks in your vicinity to see which ones exchange foreign currency, not necessarily dinar, but just foreign currency at that time. And then I gave a subsequent assignment to now check to see if those same banks are now dealing with dinar, because dinar started to become popular. And from all of that grew the list of the 80 banks that I have on record deal with dinar. Now, there's a lot of other banks that do foreign currencies that probably still don't deal with dinar. And then there's some of you that you don't need to make dinar exchanges anyway. But the point that I'm making, all of these banks that deal with foreign currencies, when the rate changes, you can deal with them. The 800 number is a method of convenience. It's not the only way to go. It's where these people are at the other end of this 800 process are geared up and ready for you. So that's a convenience. But it's not the only way to get an exchange done through the 800 number. And I told you guys before, when the 800 number comes out, still check with your local banks to see what type of rates they'll at least quote you over the telephone. So when you go to your appointment, you're going equipped with some knowledge of, well, I know what A bank is doing, B bank, and C bank is doing. That's going to give you negotiating power when you sit down and try to negotiate. The more you already know before you step in, the better off your situation is going to be. And especially if it's a case of, well, I don't like the rate that you're giving me. Let me pick up my marbles. I'm going down to ABC Bank because they gave me such and such on the phone yesterday. I'll go see them. That's negotiating power that you need to have. But if you don't know what other banks are willing to do, then you're on the short end of the stick when it comes to trying to negotiate when you go to your 800 number appointment. So just want to make sure you guys know that's not the only way. It's just going to be probably the most convenient way to do it. And then again, let's look at that. How many times has the most convenient way been the most rewarding way financially? Something to think about. Okay, we've hit the bottom of the hour. So now, sir, let's wrap this one up.
All right, guys. It was a fabulous Friday anyway. Without the RV, we got some good questions, some good answers. Everybody know the direction we want to go in. Again, what we're waiting for still hasn't happened. The budget has not been submitted yet. They haven't scheduled the date for the next parliament meeting, but everybody feels like things will move forward this next week, and that's what we're waiting for. Other than that, the rates are the same at the banks. They're not on alert. They aren't bringing their people in, but they are discussing it in some states and not in others. They're getting ready. They did think last week that next week we should see something happen. Again, even with the banks, guys, they're basing it on the fact that they thought the budget would be submitted. It has not been submitted yet. And I said, I don't think we're going to see anything until it is. Now, I might not be right. But one thing I guarantee is I am never wrong. Okay? So, with that, we'll see what happens. I'm going to tell you guys, enjoy the rest of your day. That's what I'm going to do. Enjoy your weekend. And if anything happens, Ray will put it in the form or we'll tweet it out, but we'll get it to you. All right, Ray.
All right. Well, you said it all, so that takes care of it for us, guys. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
gonna get better. Put the same old parents. Go in the room and ground your children. Put your arms around them and let them know it's gonna get better. If you trust in him, hang on in there. God told me to tell you it's gonna get better.
God's gonna do it.
You can't have
conference recording. This session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. We are out of here.